flying saucers, alien spaceships, unidentified flying objects. The existence of otherworldly crafts is perhaps one of the most famous and widely believed conspiracy theories in the United States. America has had a long fascination with the idea that we may not be alone in our universe and that there are aliens that might actually want to contact us. From big blockbuster movies to amateur home videos, obsessing about these creatures has become an American pastime. Places like Roswell, New Mexico have become centers to worship alien beings and the conspiracy theories that surround them, with hundreds of thousands of visitors flocking each and every year. Many Americans say they, quote, believe, but those beliefs are pretty much all the proof that they have. The government has not officially examined UFO sightings since 1969, when it ended its, quote, Project Blue Book, a program started after the 1947 crash near Roswell, which the government says was a weather balloon, but conspiracy theorists, well, they still claim it was an alien spacecraft. Most sightings can easily be explained away and seem to be random, unrepeatable occurrences. But one man in Trout Lake, Washington, claims that alien spacecraft have been appearing over his property every night for 13 years.
Things happen here. It's like a field of dreams. And everything from light spheres appearing to people, what they call orbs, to ships flying over the field.
James Gillian owns a spiritual retreat center in the shadow of Mount Adams. And yes, you heard right, he claims to have seen alien ships up close and personal. He has made UFOs his business, and people travel to his property every night to catch a glimpse of the foreign objects. And he says they are not disappointed.
The ships coming here have come in every size, shape, and color you can imagine. We've had pink ones, green ones, blue ones, purple ones, yellow, golden ones. We've seen just about everything, or up to even flying pyramids, ships that look like pyramids. So the ships we've seen, there's just so many of them, and they're so diverse. There's no way it could be, you know, some back engineered project or something like that.
Now here is footage that we shot the night we traveled to his farm. Although the camera is shaky, the objects in the sky appear to be moving very fast and also seem to glow at various different times. Jillian says the sheer numbers tells us we're not alone.
Well, the universe is vast, because if you take, you know, the 200 billion suns just in this little Milky Way galaxy with planets evolving around them, and then you add that, the 500 billion galaxies that are just like this one out there, it's so vast, and it's inhabited, and there's beings that are thousands, millions, even billions of years ahead of us.
Now, he understands there are skeptics and even people who want to prove him wrong, so he has invited many critics to observe the phenomenon themselves.
We have tribal police on record. We have triple PhD Boeing engineers, Air Force base commanders. The list goes on and on, pilot, air traffic controllers. And thousands of people have come here and have seen the ships. And we have so much evidence. It's just a mountain of evidence that, you know, any reasonable mind would have to say there's something fantastic going on here.
One of these critics even went on record saying, quote, the two objects were apparently round with a reddish-orange glow. Movement of the objects were erratic and discontinuous. They appeared to move independently, circling and changing places in relation to one another. And just like many other UFO true believers, he claims that the government plays a role in hiding information, even going so far to say is that our technological advances came from the alleged UFO crash in Roswell.
The government's had an extreme role in keeping this information from coming out. It goes back to, even before Roswell, goes back to the 30s. But they've actually had interactions, and they've actually connected with low-level contacts and worked with them and gleaned technology from the ETs themselves and also the crash sites and things of that nature. Fiber optics, microwave, the computer chip, all of that stuff came, you know, out of Roswell, basically, that went to Bell Labs and was disseminated from there on out.
But when we showed our footage to astronomer and UFO skeptic Bernard Heche, he had a very different take on what we saw in the sky.
Here you see something moving through the star field. It's bouncing around because of the camera. It's really moving very steadily with respect to the stars. And it's moving at the kind of rate you'd expect from a satellite in the sky. This could be the International Space Station, for example. There are lots of satellites in the sky. There are thousands of them. And only the brightest ones are the ones you can see with your naked eye. But there are lots of things in the sky. If you pay any attention to the sky at all, you're bound to see one.
He claims that this is a common mistake. Dozens of satellites can be seen in the sky with the naked eye each and every night. But Gillian showed our cameras two satellite tracking websites, and both said that the sky above his ranch was going to be clear that night.
We're using Heavens Above. We also use the J-Tracker site. And to find out any visible satellites like the ISS, the space station, EVASTAT is another bright one. The tool bag that they dropped, we looked at that. And just all the major things that are visible, any visible satellites in the area. So when we see something, we can use this data to prove that these are not anything that we have flying up there, that it's some other object, you know, an unknown.
So the verdict is still out if Gillian's UFO farm is really being visited by aliens every night, and if this footage is proof that aliens exist. But for him, there's no question.
It's such a massive universe. There's got to be life out there, and if we're the best the Creator has to offer, it's a pretty sad place.